In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
When I watch comedy, I want it to be like jazz, like a fine wine, or a New Yorker article. Classy. So when it comes to bad comedy, I guess you're going to have to convince me. Welcome to Convince Me, the podcast where a wide-eyed flop sweatist tries to convince a couple of skeptics to get on board with his distinctive, sometimes downright knock-knock usual, Catskills obsession.
Smooth, baby.
That's our intro that really doesn't help new listeners understand what the show is about. This is a show where somebody comes on and tries to convince us to get on board with something. I'm Ben Castle, co-host, and my co-host to my across from me is nice. There, the French Cat Frechette. How you doing, there?
Good to be here, man. Great intro. Love
Episode
that.
99.
Whew, getting up there.
Hey, yeah, we should be dead.
Yep.
If each episode is a year, we're doing great. We're geriatric at this
point. We've had a long life, dude. We're ready to be put out of our misery.
And now we know in a lot of our reviews, people use the term good comedy for what this podcast is. But our guest today, he's breaking that mold. It's a comedian, Jeremy Schmidt.
Woo!
Bad hey. Comedy. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You're good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Wait. What number did you say this was?
99.
This is you, so you guys, your inaugural 100th episode.
Yeah.
What's inaugural mean?
Inaugural means the first year. So that's not correct, but I just let it slide.
Yeah. So what are you guys going to do for 100?
Oh, we can't even begin to talk about it because we haven't prepared.
I have this crazy idea where we're going to, I don't know, probably find an up-and-coming comedian and then let them dictate some sort of topic that we'll talk about.
I love that, dude. That's amazing.
And then maybe if we're feeling crazy, we might mention at the top
it's 100.
I mean,
a lot of podcasts would have like James Adomian and his 10 friends.
Oh, yeah. His 10 friends. Is that what
that's how I feel.
His 10 buddies.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good time for a reunion show.
Could be.
Oh, reunion show. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, you bring in everybody that didn't convince you for a rebuttal.
Ooh, that'd be most. Well, I don't know about most. It'd be quite a few.
It'd be a handful.
My wife would definitely be coming back. She tried to do coloring books.
Oh, boy.
Like, was not convinced.
Regular or adult?
Both. Well, not adult content.
No. Adult coloring books
you're
are like
sick,
where
man.
It's like little
sick.
Jeremy,
you're sick
that's
in the
enough.
Head, dude. We don't do that on this pod. All
right? No, you're right. They're
I started to explain that. Like, I got so worried. I was like, oh, no.
No, like mandalas or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does those.
Yeah.
Actually, she hasn't done it
that's,
in like a
that's
year.
The worst effect, by the way. The
mandala effect.
Yeah.
Isn't it time Speaking, for a yeah. woman dollar, dude? That's
oh,
all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
I think this is right in the wheelhouse of what you want to talk about. So I was texting Jeremy, and he just said, bad comedy is better than good comedy. And knowing this guy, I feel like that made total sense to me.
Yeah, if I don't claim to have a brand, but if I did have a brand, it would be terrible, terrible comedy.
I see.
All
I
the
see.
Time and never stopping.
So what does that mean? What is your definition of terrible comedy?
So, okay, I think this is a comedy nerd specific idea.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, because obviously you can't just say like bad comedy is when bad comedy is not just when like it's not like good and bad. It's like hard to define, right?
Absolutely.
So like bad comedy is when somebody makes a joke or you see a bit and it's funny and everyone laughs, but then everyone agrees immediately after that that was super bad.
You might see eye rolls and groans. Is that?
Yeah. It's this idea that like some comedy is better than other comedy because it's smarter or better presented.
Okay,
you know,
artistic.
I think here's a good example. Right, what would you rather watch? And I'm asking you both this: Bill Burr's new hour special on Netflix.
Okay, there's a Boston guy. So
or
yeah, I got that.
Or your old high school principal try stand up for the first time
on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Also an hour.
Also an hour.
I would absolutely want to watch my high school principal.
Absolutely, 100% time. And you know it's going to be bad.
Thayer, what would you do? I'm very curious, because I think Jeremy, you know, I'm on board for this already.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe for the first couple minutes I'd be like, wow, this guy's really bad. But then I feel like it would be so bad. Because there's like a certain level of bad where it's like...
You're talking about Bill Burr?
I'm talking about Bill Burr.
Yeah.
Because my high school principal, Jerry Seinfeld.
Weird. How funny would that be, too, if it really was your high school principal?
Yeah, what's the deal?
Yeah, what's the deal?
What's the deal?
What's the deal with education?
Yeah.
Not enough funding, am I right?
Yeah.
Is that bad comedy? Probably.
Yeah. I mean,
the way you said it made
yeah,
the joke.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So you were saying if it's an hour.
I'm just saying that's a long time. Because sometimes I've been to a bunch of open mics, and like sometimes if you got to be real bad. And if you're really bad, then it's funny. But you're like that level where it's like you're clearly trying, but you're just bad at comedy.
That's so funny.
I disagree.
That's so funny.
I feel like that's just painful to watch.
It's so much better than a guy who gets up and tells a really good joke that lands.
Jeremy, when you watch, so you've been to tons of open mics and what would you call the step beyond open mic? Like kind of like short books.
You know, short book.
Down at the racetrack.
Yeah. No. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and in Dallas, Texas, you know, that's where I developed as a stand-up comedian. Mm-hmm. And there it was where I was like doing regular shows all the time.
Right.
And then for the first year I was out here, I was kind of doing the same thing where I was kind of always doing open mics or shows. And in Los Angeles and in Dallas, anywhere where you're in like a kind of a big city, shows and open mics sort of look similar.
Right.
Like it might be the same coffee shop, just called a show.
Yeah. Some pretty established comedians are in open mics. Like it's just you want to try out material all the time.
Yeah. And you want to and you're trying out a bunch of material for other comedians, right? You're never trying it out for actual human beings. And then you get to a certain level, I think, and that's when you actually get to talk to people who suddenly don't get anything you're talking about because you've been talking to only comedians for a long time.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, I guess just from going to enough of those, you quickly realize that like, yeah, we could all get up there and do a good job. Or.
I don't think so, though.
Or.
I disagree.
But what if you took your shirt off instead?
Oh, no. That took a turn.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, what if?
But
instead of doing good.
I feel like that's intentionally bad. I'm talking about those, like...
Well, what is intentionally bad? I think that's a really good point, right?
Okay.
Because here's the thing is so I'll do improv a lot, right? And when I go up...
Pretty cool.
I will intentionally do something, like, with intention. And it will get a huge groan, like a massive groan, followed by a huge laugh.
I'm familiar with this reaction.
Yeah, and I think everyone just kind of like assumes like that was so bad, and we all just like forgave him.
Yeah.
But here's the thing: I did that on purpose. I'm trying to elicit the reaction of a bunch of laughter. So. How can you say it's like bad?
So where you're like people groan and then you're like, what is this, Chernobyl? That was a bad reaction.
Yeah.
Like that type of joke.
Yeah.
Oh, well, baby.
I mean, I have a couple jokes here.
Let's get into the joke notebook.
So okay, I'm gonna tell you a joke and then I want you to tell me if you guys think this is good comedy or bad comedy. Okay?
I love it.
Okay. My doctor says he's been practicing for...
Wait, can we... this is the best thing is to interrupt a premise.
Yeah.
Are these jokes you wrote?
Some are.
Yeah, okay, yeah, cool. Okay. Can we also guess?
You can also guess. Yeah. Okay. My doctor says he's been practicing for 30 years. When will he start doing his job for real?
Oh, boy.
I love this. I think that's very funny. That's my my summation. Okay. And I think you did not write it there.
I don't know if I can say. I mean, like, it is a joke, you know.
Thayer laughed. Like, it's on mic. He did laugh.
He did laugh.
Yeah.
He laughed, and he looked around him like a downward facing eye roll.
Yeah.
I would say kind of like, where are my exits?
Yeah.
Oh boy, can I get out left? Can I get out right?
Yeah. It's like a joke where you're like, yes, comedically this makes sense, but.
Mm-hmm. But it's bad comedy, right?
You hate it.
Isn't it bad? Is it bad?
I can say it's bad.
I think it's bad. I'm going to raise my hand.
I think it's bad, and I love it.
Yeah, and I think it's better than good. I think it's better than good.
Well, what will we say is a corollary to that joke?
Let me hear that setup again. I'll do maybe an alt punch. Let's see.
Okay. My doctor says he's been practicing for 30 years.
And he says, how do I get to Carnegie Hall practice? He takes out a saxophone, starts wailing on it. Amazing. Now that's good comedy, dude.
What do you say? That's good comedy, dude?
That's fucking good comedy, dude. That's right there.
That's your new catchphrase.
That's good comedy, dude.
Okay, do you want something to bounce that off of?
Like a
good joke?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yeah, let's do that.
All of Dr. Strangelove.
This is an excellent point. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do this. So let's say...
The whole movie, Dr. Strangelove, is like good
Have
Harvard
you seen Dr.
comedy,
Strangelove?
Right?
I mean, that I feel like is on the other... I feel like I'm in the middle of these, because that's like good, but that's just like... I'm not really laughing at it. That's
I feel
just
like yeah.
smart, I guess.
It's a good movie. It's not a good comedy, in my opinion.
I'm like, this is clever the way they're talking about, you know... the situation in front of them. But
it's perfect. It's like a perfect script, though, gentlemen.
It is a
Guys,
good script,
like,
but it's
like perfect.
Woody Allen is in the studio with us.
Who are some of your like favorite comedians?
Yeah, what about that? Well, we're getting back to this list.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back, but let's pause it. What are some of your... Genuinely, like, if you're going to sit down and watch comedians, who do you love?
I just watched John Mulaney's special. That was very good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Old
in Town. Yeah. I liked, you know what? My girlfriend turned on Ali Wong's new special.
She's great.
And it was like a laugh a minute.
It's a banger.
So good, right?
Fantastic.
And I would say those are examples of good comedy, right?
Yes. Those are like, nobody's watching it and like.
It's like a punch. Yeah. It's like they are punch machines.
Yeah.
Right? And every punch is good.
And they're cutting edge.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Wouldn't you say? Like pretty like relevant comedians.
Yeah. Yeah. Now I would say here's what I think is better than that. So we're all at a party, right? And I'm trying to convince everyone that I poop my pants.
Go on.
And we all know I didn't.
I know this has happened before. This is ripped from your life headlines.
Now, what's funnier than that?
So, Fair, what's your baseline between those
two? I think is very funny, but I don't know if that's like the same category of like grown comedy. If someone's coming on stage, we're like, I definitely didn't poop my pants.
It's like lowbrow.
Yeah, that's lowbrow, but then there's like groaner comedy where I feel like we got to make a distinction, you know?
I think here's the thing is like a good comedy seems to be coming from a place where the performer is like very self-aware. It seems like crafted, right?
Yeah.
Like I would say there's an element of craft that goes into good comedy, which by the way, I'm not necessarily saying good comedy is bad. Like good comedy is
no,
so
I
good.
Yeah, I think that's
but
I think
I
that
think
makes sense.
Bad
yeah.
comedy, like I would like Fred Willard plays a character most of the time that's like this guy who just doesn't understand, and it's like that's always going to be so much
very
funnier than I don't know, like person who clearly wrote a good joke. I mean, to me,
yeah. Do you
think that's just it's?
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. And here's my theory behind it. And this might be a smart theory kind of behind what I'm saying.
Doctor Strangelove.
Yeah.
Okay. Doctor Strangelove, the whole film. Okay. No, it's a comedy. Most of the time, what we're laughing at is a subversion of your expectation.
Agree.
So when you get up and you're supposed to be a comedian, and you do bad. There's nothing that's more subversive than that. You're literally not doing the one thing you were supposed to be doing.
But I feel like intentionally bad and just bad, you have to make a distinction.
I see that.
Because like Kyle Mooney, his stuff being intentionally like dumb, stuff is hilarious to me.
Yeah,
being
I agree. Yeah.
But like being actually bad, but trying to go for that good comedian, that's I don't find funny. That I find sad, and I get secondhand embarrassment from watching that.
Yeah, but I think it's also, but then you have to then step back and then watch it as if you're watching the whole audience watch that thing.
But
and that's suddenly like,
so it's a is that it's an I want to clarify.
Yeah,
is your enjoyment of it ironic, would you say, at all? Like, is there any level of irony to it?
No, I don't think so. And I think people would often say that, right?
Yeah.
People would kind of shoot this down by being like,
in the same way people
are
just like
being an asshole. Like, you're kind of like thinking this is funny because you're getting a kick out of them. No,
like enjoying the room.
It's kind the of. Truth yeah. in comedy is that embarrassment is real. And like falling on your face is real. Like, that's why the whole room laughs when something doesn't land. It's because the tension is so great, and we know
it's a genuine moment.
We know that feeling, you know.
I still feel like there's that bad comedy that's not landing, but between, like, not even a bad joke where people are groaning, but they're just like, say something, because I've done stand-up.
It's not even crafted like a joke,
Where I, like, we'll go for a punch, and then it's like people don't even know that that landed or not.
Yeah,
it's just silence.
It doesn't connect.
Like, are you laughing at that silence? Like, are you the one laughing at silence?
Jeremy was genuinely tickled by that idea.
But the idea of it, of it not. Well, I think, okay, so here's the thing is, like, I do think there is an element of it where, like, yes, I'm laughing because there is silence, but it's more like I'm laughing not at the person, like, not in a mean way to shame someone, but more of like, we all just watched that together. Like, how funny is life that we're all doing? Like, we all just watched this guy make a totally off-color racist. Because that's comedy that actually isn't funny and is bad, right? Is like
a racist joke.
Like racist jokes.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you step back just a tiny bit and realize that a bunch of people paid money to really not like that joke.
Yeah.
Like, that
so
there's
the situation you're watching, like, it's almost like you're watching that comedian on stage as if he's in an episode of a sitcom.
Right. And
the situation is funny. His actual joke
and
isn't,
I think that's
her.
Like where alt comedy makes a lot of its like Tim Heidecker's funny because of in context of like what he's trying to
do. It's like anti-comedy.
So, and that's not bad comedy necessarily. That is like, that's also craft.
It's self-aware crafted bad comedy.
Yeah.
What do you think of, actually, I'm going to ask you a question and we're going to get your answer after the break.
Sure.
What do you think of like Rodney Dangerfield? And we'll hear that answer right after the break.
Suspense.
We'll be right back on Convince Me. When you wake up in the morning and the alarm gives off a warning, you don't think you'll ever make it on time. So you go to Starbucks and guzzle a Trente coffee. But 30 ounces of coffee just isn't doing it today. You need more. Introducing Big Starbucks. The same Starbucks coffee you love, but big. A tall is 10% bigger. A grande is more grand by 10%. Our baristas are 10% more OPs. But our prices are as low as ever, plus 10%. Big Starbucks, not affiliated with Starbucks, in the Eagle Rock Plaza, inside the big Barnes & Noble.
That's right, guys. I'm talking about Amazon Prime Student. You can get free shipping on over 100 million items. That's 100 mil. I bet a lot of you students haven't even reached that number counting yet. You'll get there. Stream thousands of TV shows and movies. Exclusive college deals. You guys go to college? Yeah, cool.
I did.
Awesome. Students can start your 6-month trial by going to boardwalkaudio.com/primestudent. That's boardwalkaudio.com/primestudent. Just $6.49 a month, half the price of a non-student Prime membership. And you're just going to be learning nonstop, 24/7, 365, because life is just, you're learning constantly. So thanks to Amazon Prime Student. Call ended. Thank you. Calling all students.
Welcome back. And we left you with a big cliffhanger. What does Jeremy think of Rodney Dangerfield? Is that bad comedy?
Oh,
what do you think?
As an actor, love him. As a stand-up comedian, not so much.
Not even... So
no, no, no,
you...
I love him.
No, that's okay if you don't
I really do. As a stand-up comedian, he's great. He's actually like a... he is sort of like that idea of bad comedy kind of a little bit. Like even though he was...
That's what people imitate now.
He was like a great comedian, and all of his jokes are so... Like, they're just like...
They're bad.
They're bad, but they're clean, right?
They're they're very well-crafted and tight.
Not a trim of fat on him, but it would always be like, sheesh. You know, it always be that idea of like...
Touching his tie, loosening his tie. Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
He's like the idea of that like kind of bad comedy kind of comes from that. I think if you watch, what's his name, Neil Hamburger... Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that, like
absolutely
the alt, like the version of that that comes out later, which is like, what if that guy had all the confidence in the world in himself, you know, like, and but also just told the raunchiest jokes. But yeah, I think that again, bad comedy. You can kind of sum it up in a bunch of different ways, but I think like ultimately what we're talking about is this like idea that like people don't like respect it. As comedy, like people think that this is like that. Like if I laughed at a joke that bombed, we all know that it bombed, but we laughed. Like no, you laughed because it's funny. Like it's funny.
Yeah,
what we did was funny. Like what happened? That exchange was comedy. And like
right.
And I find the laughs, and why I say it's better than good comedy is because the laughs are usually coming from a more real place.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. Is it? Do you feel like those are... Can we all agree on the difference between like a gut laugh and like a head laugh?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Butt laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, butt laugh.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
A butt laugh is elusive.
That's
right. Like a gut laugh is like you can't control it. Something surprises you and hits you so hard that you just like crack up.
Yeah.
I mean, a good example for me that I think a lot of us would resonate with was a junior high watching Titanic and that guy's falling and he hits the propeller and he spins.
Right.
That's a gut laugh. And it's an inappropriate moment in a movie to laugh, and I just laugh.
Yeah.
Or like a church laugh a lot of people identify with when you're laughing in church and you can't stop and you know you're not supposed to.
I think if you ask 90% of comedians, you ask them, like, is a guy getting hit in the nuts with a football good comedy? They would all say, no, we work our whole lives to write good comedy.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah,
and I would say, it'll always get a bigger laugh than anything you write. Like,
I mean, that's a sketch comedy convention, and Thayer's a big sketch guy.
Huge sketch guy.
Wait, what do you mean by it's a convention?
Well, like as in, it's almost a meta joke if it happens at UCB, but it is like a thing. Like if you're like just hit somebody in the nuts with a ball, and
see,
it's very funny.
I can't even,
it's very funny.
It's so funny.
I mean, I feel like there are just like foundational funny things, like a chimp wearing a tie. That's like, what are you doing?
That's so funny.
And then he's gonna say like, work is bananas. I'm gonna laugh at that.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
You know it's coming. But I'm like, what is this chimp doing wearing this tie? You know?
Yeah.
That's the monkey to my heart. Oh, it's bad reaction.
I mean,
I think where I'm at right now is like in this discussion is like I love a dad joke, that type of bad joke.
Yeah.
Or like a like a Rodney type joke.
Yeah.
Goofy, like really bad puns.
Right.
As is well established on the previous 98 episodes.
Right. Oh yeah. Totally.
But like watching, I think I have a different reaction watching people like flop on stage.
It's true.
And sure. So that
intentionally bad and the flop, I feel like we got to make a distinction there.
I think that intentionally,
it's like I could play my first stand-up set for you and no one's gonna be laughing.
I think I'd find it so hilarious. In fact, there was this guy I used to do stand-up with. Oh man, if he's listening, no offense, but like his name was I won't say his name, but
perfect.
But I will say his
Johnny
joke,
Ranger
so he'll know
field.
It's him. but this guy, he like first of all, he was genuinely funny. I want to put that out there. He's genuinely funny, right? And his jokes are genuinely good, I think. But he had my favorite material to bomb with. Because it was so funny watching a bomb out of his mouth, basically. So, like, a joke might be, I a sex offender moved in across the hall from me. And I was thinking, sheesh, finally, I have someone I can go to lunch with. and he would say that into a void.
And it just bounces back.
And it's so, I would cry. I'd have to go to the bathroom because it was so funny to watch that joke.
It's a good joke.
Get no response and then him go,
I mean, that part.
Yeah.
There's that that's part. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, and hearing, you know, that thing of like when you're at a open mic that's in a big venue.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you hear the like echo back off of the back wall because no one made a noise.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then you hear the.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Or, what else?
Yeah, what else?
I mean, Jeremy and I did work study together.
And we would do these all shift.
It's very fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I knew. Yeah. So, if you don't know what work study is, cleaning toilets at a theater.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And hanging out.
And builds character.
It's very fun. I loved it.
Yeah. Thayer, did you do work study?
Haven't. But,
haven't, yeah. Are you your application still in?
Application,
there's no way you're going to do it.
Not going to do it. But I will clean a toilet if you want.
A toilet.
Butt laughs. Just one.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Butt laughs.
Butt laughs.
Butt laughs. Oh, yeah. Great. Yeah. I thought you said butt last. I was like, all right, that's your method?
That's
no, but we would... One of the things that cracked me up was you had all these, like, your favorite, like conventions in improv that crack you up of like when people sweep edit a scene and there's on not a laugh.
Yeah.
And everyone's just sitting there.
Yeah.
For a while in the back line.
Yeah.
Like
just
snapping.
Like, come on. What do we got? What do we got?
I feel like this is a good, I mean, improv is another thing where I'm like really bad improv is amazing.
Yeah.
Because of all the mistakes they're making.
Has to be like, that's the thing. It's like, I almost want to discount when you're being a, like when you're being kind of like a meta dick on stage, I want the earnest.
You want intentionally bad?
I want someone earnestly trying to do their best, and it's so bad. I that's what I want.
Or it doesn't connect.
Yeah.
I feel like there's an area it doesn't always hit. I agree with like earnest and then like being that bad, then you're just like, I feel for this guy. But
yeah.
I feel like there's a threshold there that if you cross it and you hit that middle, then I just get uncomfortable. I don't know.
But uncomfortability too, like I think if you let it go on long enough,
I mean, becomes funny.
It's gonna be the funniest thing.
I do remember going to open mics and being like, "Wow, this guy has no self awareness." Like, there's like that type
of. Yeah, I love
finding it, but I feel like I'm being that asshole. Like,
This.
How is this person standing up here doing comedy right now? This is amazing. Not like they're so bad.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they really wanted to get up here and talk about this personal story that's not funny and probably a little racist. And they're like, am I right, guys? And you're just like, how is this guy doing this?
Or when the joke is coming from a different place and the performer doesn't realize
it.
Yes.
Like, they're revealing more about themselves than they know they are.
When the punchline lands, but they think it lands because the joke... Like, here's an example. It's like a guy used to go up and be like, the Ninja Turtles, they all like pizza, but what's the deal? I can't even get one?
Oh, boy. What?
There's not even a joke there. I'm laughing because you committed so hard to the, like... delivery of it, but it's like I don't understand.
It just kills the room because you know what I mean.
Would it get crickets or would people laugh?
It would kill the room because no one could follow a joke like that because
it's so confusing.
Because it's confusing, and we know he doesn't. We know he thinks it's funny for a different reason, but we all know it's funny because it doesn't make sense. And like, what do you mean? Like, you couldn't buy one? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, get is a weird choice of words.
But I can't get one?
I mean, there is that where it's like this person is at home writing this joke and has now delivered it.
Yeah.
And you're like, they took time to think this out, and this is the result. Which is like, there is that, which I'll give you. Like, taking a step back and be like, wow, this person is taking time to deliver this terrible joke.
Totally.
I'm with you on that.
Let's do some more of your, the stuff you got ready.
30 minutes later, back to the list.
I think, like, real world examples help us kind of figure it out.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, did we decide the doctor one was bad? Bad joke?
Yeah, that's a bad joke.
Okay, then I don't need to read my other doctor one.
Let's do another doctor one.
Okay, my doctor says, it's similar to Thayer's. My saxophone? My doctor says he's been practicing for 30 years. Tennis, that is.
That's a bad joke. Okay. Okay. I'm right off the bat with that one being bad.
Okay, and I'm gonna tell you, okay, this...
I don't want to make a racket, but...
Yeah. Okay, so there's some of these are hard because they're already bad jokes, even though they're trying to be good jokes. Like here's one. Where do cows go on their first dates?
Oh, I'm really going to think about
this. I know
this
one.
A movie?
Movie, yeah.
Yeah. The movies, right? Yeah. Now, here's what I think is...
Love movies.
I'm going to punch this joke up. I'm going to punch this joke up. Ready?
Okay,
punch
great.
It. Punch
okay,
it.
I'm going to punch it up three times. And I think it gets better each time. Okay.
Three-hole punch, dude. Let's
three-hole
do
punch,
it.
Ready?
This should be part of your act, by the way. This is funny.
I do like the breakdown. That's
yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Where do cows go on their first dates? The movies.
That was the first one? What?
It's a great spot. Great spot for a date.
Yeah.
He hit moo much less.
Yeah. Okay. Where do cows go for their first dates? They probably go out to dinner.
Okay.
And here's the third one. Where do cows go for their first dates? Probably a place where it's acceptable to see cows go on a human date.
See that? I mean, see, with these, you're like aware of the badness. So like, I support that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And I think that's part of it too. But I think like if you were to ask like a stand-up comedian like in LA, like a typical like actual right. good stand-up comedian, they would be like, fuck that.
Like, you know, like a Jen Kirkman, she wouldn't be on board.
No, I mean, she might. Yeah, like I think they'd just be like,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not even. It's because it's not even, it's not clever in the right way.
Yes,
I think would
you're right.
facilitate good comedy. It just makes you laugh because it's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's part of it. It's because it's so
bad.
I do.
I mean, I would have like, let's take that, like my doctor's been practicing like tennis, that is.
Right.
And then like, if you kept going, be like, and saxophone. And whatever. Like for 50 more, then I'm on board.
That's a rhythm
I'm like,
thing.
You're
yeah.
freaking leaning into how bad this joke is times 1,000.
Yeah. And then the tag is, I forgot to mention his name, Dr. Andre Agassi.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to say Dr. Strangelove there.
Dr. Strangelove.
And that would have been it, dude. Now that's a joke.
Yeah. Because I remember doing this, I can't remember what it was in, I was doing an improv set, and I said a bad joke in a scene, which jokes and improv, people are of a lot of minds about this.
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm very pro.
It's don't do it is everyone's mind. Yep. And I'm like, but you know, there was a comedian, Carl Tart, who I think we all know.
Yeah.
Friend of the pod.
Former guest.
Not sure friend and, of the pod, but he's been on the pod.
I remember doing
we love him.
He's been on the pod?
He's been on the pod.
He's awesome. Been on the pod.
Yeah, so I was in a Herald workshop with him at one point, and they were talking specifically, hey, don't tell jokes in your improv scenes, you maniacs. And
he tells a lot of jokes.
He basically said like, yeah, I know, it derails, but are we not allowed to have any fun? That was his legit question.
Who was teaching the...
I don't want to say.
Okay, cool. I'm just curious.
It was my principal, Jason.
but it was... I'll tell you off, Mike. But it was so... It's such a funny moment because it was like... we're not doing it because it's bad, but it's... I think it's better than good. Because it's fun.
It's funnier on a more instinctive level.
Yeah, and it does get a laugh. And, you know, and I think this is another guy, I don't know if he's been on the show, but James Mastriani.
Not a friend of the pod.
Not a friend of the pod. Does
possibly,
not,
could be an enemy.
It could be an enemy.
He's, yeah, or at least just like bad terms. There's some bad blood there.
Sure. And
he's
I get
that. He's high on the list.
I get that, yeah. But he said once that, hey, by the way, like if stuff's not working on stage, throw it all out the window because your first job is your comedian. Like,
yeah,
the very first thing you're supposed to do is entertain people, and make people laugh, and I just think that like, you know, like it's just weird to me. It's weird to me that people have such a little respect for like lowbrow humor or bad comedy or like when really, if you're being real about it, if we're being real, if we were measuring like LPMs. Laughs per milieu.
Unexpected. I loved it.
Yeah. We'd all agree that. Okay. Yeah. Your grandpa farting is like.
That's very funny.
It's so much funnier. It's gonna be so much funnier than your grandpa musing about like telling a really good. Oh, that's funny too. him telling a really aces joke.
That's great.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
I mean, I feel like improv though, when it comes to, they're all about like, yes, making you laugh the right way, you know?
Yeah.
I just remember that from my early classes. They'd be like, you know, I remember I did a pun in like 101 mm-hmm. and Julie Brister was like, you shouldn't be doing that. And I was like, okay.
Yeah. And then, I've never stopped. You stopped right then.
I stopped right then for sure. Stopped. But I mean, improv specifically is like, yeah, making you laugh the right way. I think there's something to be said. Yeah. If you're getting a laugh, you can do whatever you want. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Now I agree that if you don't know what you're doing and you're doing a pun, maybe it derails stuff and the scene derails and you can't get anything going because you basically joked your way out of like a yeah. scene that's happening.
It's really, yeah, you can.
But if you ever watch like Paul Rust do improv,
oh yeah,
he takes frequent breaks from the scenes he's in to mug at the audience and just yell a joke out.
Yeah,
and honestly, like. Or go, glee! Yeah. One might say it's very Python-esque,
yeah.
he'll yell. And then it has nothing to do with the scene.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And look across
and
the
look
audience.
Across
fully.
The whole audience. And, you know, honestly, like, I love that shit. And I do that. I do that a lot, too. Where, you know, like, and I think what it has to do a lot with is it is a comedy. Principle, which is subverting expectations. Like, you don't expect that to happen, right? Like there's a pattern, right? If we all were to start this pattern where we said, like, I am, like, just say you're I am anything.
I am a fireman.
I am a fire truck.
I am a fart.
I am, you say another.
I am a tennis ball.
I am a sidewalk.
I am a shoe.
I am a violin.
I am legend.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm. I am a coast.
You're still going.
This is funny. Hey, I have a very important question.
Oh yeah.
What do you think of Rodney Dangerfield? And we're going to find out the answer to that question right after this commercial
Grandpa.
Break.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, boy.
You ever want to eat, but in a more feminine way? Introducing Lean In Cuisine. Have your husband make it. Thank you.
Welcome back. Thanks to Lean In Cuisine.
Curt. Very curt, quick advertising.
When it when the microwave beeps, you go, she ready. I will say, we left you having a cliffhanger. What do you think of Rodney Dangerfield?
Oh, big fan of the stand-up comedian. I've never watched a movie that he's been in, though.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I expected.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Sorry about that there.
It's cool.
We're breaking everything here.
It's cool.
Now, Jeremy, we've heard some very good arguments from you.
Oh, yeah.
We've heard some convincing stuff about bad jokes. Anything you want to push us over the edge? We're coming to the end of your convincing. Do you have a closing argument or any pieces that we didn't get to?
Closing argument or pieces that we didn't get into. Yeah, I think probably like... okay, here's my closing argument.
Okay, great.
My business partner and I, we started a frozen yogurt company. Okay?
Great.
It's called... Yoko Ono, before his girlfriend got involved and broke us apart.
It's a no for me, dude.
That's your verdict?
It's a no for me.
There, what's your verdict on bad comedy? Still a no?
I mean, I've got to say, for the most part, I think it's going to be a no. There are, you know, there are exceptions, and sometimes, you know, I think there's certainly occasions where I can appreciate that, like, angry laugh, where you, like, laugh, and you're like, God, what the hell?
Yeah, why am I laughing?
This is so annoying. I can appreciate that, but overall, Yeah, I think I want to be laughing in like a what kind of way as opposed to a
So. But the thing is I want to watch you laugh in that way. That's so funny.
It's very
me.
Satisfying yeah. from like from the stage. Yeah. I do love a groan.
Cuz I mean I'm sure you could also relate to that feeling too is when you see someone laugh and then they punish themselves internally for
like why did I laugh? Why am I encouraging this behavior?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you know. I mean I think it's something to be said, but I'm going to pass.
This is our classic pass not pass system. Convince me. Are you convinced?
Pass.
but for me, not pass. I'm
Hell
convinced.
Yeah.
I love bad comedy. I mean, guys, it would be an uphill climb when I came in today to get me to not like that.
That's true.
If you've been unconvinced, it would have been amazing.
But I will say, much more on the side of like, like a gut laugh or something like that, as opposed to. I do find it funny sometimes when no one laughs and it's an earnest attempt, but I find that less compelling than, you know, like 50 really dumb one-liners in a row.
Yeah.
That kind of like, because people don't respect that craft as much.
Right.
I love it. Or like, if I went to see John Mulaney and he told a mother-in-law joke in the middle of his set, that would be a highlight for me.
Yeah, that'd be the best.
Like a dumb, like a new joke, but it feels 100 years old.
It would break your expectation for sure. And it would and it would be the thing that stood out because it wasn't didn't follow the convention of what he was
well,
doing.
Well, and I think that would get like he would get a lot of grief for it too from people like
maybe
be like, that's stupid. Don't
I think if John Mulaney told a mother-in-law joke, the community would wrap around him and go, okay.
That's probably true.
And on that note, can I also say, like, my last closing argument was not as good as I wanted it to be.
Great. Okay.
But I do want to say that, like, I much prefer someone who's in control of their bad comedy than somebody who is...
when you feel confident watching them.
But the reason why is I think it's because we don't wrap around and celebrate the comedian who tried and failed. Like, we let them feel the shame of that, right? Like that bad comedy. What we should do is we should be like, we should celebrate that we all did laugh at that thing. Instead of it, because like the reason why it's so cringeworthy and we don't like it is because there's a lot of like associated with like them feeling shame, them getting off stage, going to their car, getting disillusioned.
See, that part's funny to me. That's what I want to watch. I want to watch the head down.
You're being genuine, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
I want to watch the head the down, Charlie slow Brown, walk Charlie Brown. Like, that part is funny.
Stopping by Little Caesars.
Oh, yes. That's so good.
Yeah, see, like,
trying the joke out again at Little Caesars. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you guys
like
heard about my
spiral.
Shoes.
The spiral is funny to me.
Yeah.
Now are you convinced?
I mean, you know?
It's a not pass.
Incomplete. I've upgraded from pass to incomplete.
Incomplete.
Great job, Jeremy.
Thanks.
Concludes our convincing segment. We're now on to our next segment. This is called Bad Improv.
Very
much in the vein of bad comedy.
This is good. This is good.
We've all seen improv scenes that have blown our minds.
Oh, sure.
Just excellent comedy. The pinnacle of comedic prowess.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when you get three bad boys in the room and they break all the rules?
Uh-oh.
This is bad improv. Improv with all the worst choices you can imagine. Does that make sense to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to pick an object in the room. That'll be our suggestion. So, Jeremy, you see, what do you see first in the room?
I see the floor.
The floor. All right, our suggestion is floor. Here we go. What do you like the floor?
Am I like the floor? I like it or am I like the floor?
You know what, Dad? I'm sorry I took you to the moon, but I just wanted to know, what do you like the floor?
Jesus.
Yes?
Hey,
it's me,
I brought,
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is here.
I know. Jesus.
Sup?
I'm
God's son.
I have a request.
Okay.
For Jesus?
For Jesus.
What's up?
Can you bring back a show for me?
From the dead?
From the dead, like a show that was canceled?
Depends on the show.
Okay. Do you know what show I'm going to say?
Lazarus?
Ground Floor.
Ground Floor. Great. Can you bring back Ground Floor?
No, I'm sorry. I think that one is currently with Satan.
Oh.
Way down there.
That's very funny.
Well, that's where I want to be. Cut to hell.
Ooh, here we are in Starbucks.
It's me, Hitler. I'm your barista for today. This accent is very Middle Eastern and not German at all, which is fine.
And it's me, Dad, from before.
And I'm still Ben, myself. I play myself in this scene. But you're not really my dad.
Cut. And that's a wrap on Starbuck Hell.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I was sick of doing acting.
Right?
So, guys, that scene was pretty bad. I will say scene over. Okay, that scene was scene over.
Okay, actually, scene was confused.
You're the director from the scene.
I'm the director from the scene, and I'm saying that scene was pretty bad. But I think we can do worse.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Let's go back. The suggestion is still floor.
Okay.
Let's make worse choices.
Yeah, okay. I agree. Okay. I agree.
Oh no! Did you hear about the Ground Floor? It got canceled.
The Ground Floor got canceled.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks a lot.
Jesus.
Yes. Hey, guys, I've been here the whole time.
Jesus, can I put in a request with you?
Yeah.
Could you bring back a show if it gets canceled?
Nope.
Hey, guys, are we going to bowl a frame or what? Just kidding. We're in the office. Here's a coffee.
Here's a Michael Scott.
Ooh, that guy's funny.
I love Jim Halpert.
Do you ever notice that Pam's face sometimes will look in the camera, too.
She looks in the camera?
Mm-hmm. Also, yeah.
Hold on. Looking at the audience. Have you guys seen The Office?
All right. That's the scene. Guys, yeah. That was pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Do you think we can do worse?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
You both think we can do worse?
Oh, definitely.
I think so,
definitely.
For sure. Yeah.
All right. The suggestion is floor.
Okay.
Oi, papi. What you think of this floor?
I think it would be a lot better if it was the show,
the ground floor.
Jesus.
See? I'm Spanish Jesus.
Can you do a request for me?
See?
Okay, if I wanted to bring back a show that was canceled, can you bring it back for me?
No, because it is in hell with Satan.
Hey, papi.
Cut. That's it.
Now that scene, that scene was pretty bad. But I think we could do worse.
You think we can do worse?
I think we could do worse. Now roll cameras.
All right, roll camera.
And action.
We zoom out. We see this whole thing has been.
Can the cameraman stop talking, please?
You know what? I'm not the cameraman. This is a set prop.
Wait a minute.
Are we still on the moon?
Oh, no.
You guys haven't noticed this gravity shift?
I noticed that my dick was not doing gravity.
Well, my butthole had poopies coming out, and I formed them into a camera.
Oh.
And my nips have been seeping lactose.
Yeah, that's what you get in Trump's America. If you ask me, this guy's bad news.
I don't agree.
Si, Spanish Jesus.
Hey, Spanish Jesus.
Hola.
I was in my doctor's office the other day and he said he's been practicing for 42 years.
Oh. So,
practicing what? Medicine?
Good doctor. Edit.
Yeah.
I think that was the worst it can get.
This
I don't know.
This is hard to do and listen to, which is cool.
I would like to start an improv team, by the way, where instead of like a wipe, we do a star wipe for everyone.
I like that a lot. That's actually fantastic.
How would that work logistically?
Logistically, everyone would have to know when it was time, and we'd all come to the middle, make a star, and then expand.
That's very
fun.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
I love it, too, because it's so distracting.
Yes. It's so complicated, and you need everyone, or you can't
You absolutely
really do
need
it.
Everyone. Yeah.
Is it?
That was bad improv, guys. Great job. I feel like we really accomplished bad improv.
We had
that
Hitler, was great. We had space, we had a doctor, we had some bad jokes.
Jesus.
A lot of denials, a lot of cuts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of not nice accents I liked.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Things that make you cringe a little bit.
Yeah, I think, cringe. Yeah.
Yeah, that's some tough stuff, dude.
That's my favorite theater festival in LA.
The Cringe Festival?
Yeah, the Cringe Fest, yeah.
Is there one? There should be one.
It's like,
like a horror film festival, probably.
Yeah, horror film festival with a lot of awkward humor.
Yeah.
This is the segment we call Plugs.
Oh,
baby. Okay.
I will say, go to bencastle.com. We got a new, Hannah and I have a new short coming out about garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you guys still doing the Leia?
Very funny. That one's out. I'll send you a link.
Is it not a series?
No, it's just one thing.
Oh, it's just one. Okay.
Yeah,
but it should be a series.
You think so?
I thought it was episodic for some reason. I thought it was like
It could be. I mean, like all her stuff comes to life. She's got like a remote control.
Is it hard to do?
No.
No.
I want relationship history with all the objects.
We could do that. Maybe we'll do it. That's not a bad idea. We've thought about it before, but it
was... keep spinning off, dude.
Yeah. So that's my plug. Thayer, you got anything to plug?
You know, I did my one thing every 3 years, which was a spank at the UCB Theater.
Did you already do that?
Oh, yeah.
How'd it go?
It was great. You know, I had a couple of these.
Were the notes good afterwards?
I haven't gotten notes yet, so I'll read those aloud on the air.
Ooh, it's going to be toughy.
Remember that cast being good.
Great cast, great audience.
Yeah.
Papa John's. It was a fantastic experience, I have to say. But if that gets a run, you'll be hearing about it. Other than that, you can email me. You can guess it.
What's your Twitter? Is at Thayer Frechette, right?
Twitter's at Thayer Frechette. I think it's been 2 months. So one more month, might get another tweet from me.
Jeremy, I'm very excited. You have a podcast. You're a podcast machine lately.
Yeah.
What do you got to plug?
Yeah. So I got a bunch coming out. But the one that I'll plug today, just because it is already out, is called Reality Bits.
Reality Bits.
And it is just a show where me and co-host Nikhil Deshpande from the greater UCB comedy community here in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
we play producers who are looking for our next big hit reality TV show.
Have you thought about the show Ground Floor, dude?
No, I haven't. until today.
Yeah.
If anyone from the cast of Ground Floor, I know you're not doing anything now. Oops. if you want to come on the show, and that'd be cool too. But yeah, that's it. That we have an episode out right now with the hilarious Eileen Mary O'Connell, Elizabeth Reichelt, and Veronica Gruba's on that
acquaintance
episode.
Awesome.
You can follow me on Twitter at Ocarina of Crime.
Oh, I love this.
Love it.
And
never gets old.
And I have an Instagram. It's just, and this isn't even funny. It's just like I curate like comic books I'm reading, like a series of comics, and I curate like a bunch of frames that I like from them. And the Instagram is called Comic Book Banquet.
Great.
It needs more followers because I put a lot of work into it, and it's good. It's just like cool stuff to look at.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I assume when you have several other podcast projects coming out.
Yeah.
When those come out, will you tweet about them?
Follow me on Twitter and you'll find out about, like, I got a Harry Potter one coming out. I have one that's all about video games coming out.
Harry, H-A-I-R-Y or H-A-R-R-Y?
Now, what was your feeling about bad jokes? What was your...
Dude, I'm coming around. It's contagious.
Yeah. And those will be out. Those will be out eventually. Those will be out soon. But that's it for me. Oh, I do performing.
Where can we see you do bad comedy, dude? Come on.
Honestly, like, just go to the Clubhouse and watch shows. Like, doesn't have to be my show. Just watch any show at the Clubhouse.
If you're in Los Angeles,
watch any show at the Inner Sanctum. I assume you're already buying tickets to the main shows.
We have we have a bunch of listeners in, it was one of the Eastern Bloc countries, I think Lithuania or something.
Oh, sure.
So, hey, they're not.
Is that true?
I think it was that. We can look. And definitely we have like a bunch some in Finland.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So these people, if you want to come to Los Angeles, then go to the Clubhouse.
Definitely go to the Clubhouse.
Yeah. It's very fun.
Yeah.
It's a good time. Usually you get a free Bud Light. And with that note, Jeremy, thanks so much for being on the show today. What a great guest.
Yeah.
Next time you want to hear something
wacky and woodly,
find it right here on Convince Me.
Yeah. Umbrella Corporation skin cream.
This has been a Boardwalk Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit BoardwalkAudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.